Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
As we continue with Leggate here with Pam Bondi. Now, I want to, can we throw this back up on the YouTube chat? Because Richard Notaro makes a great point.
Yeah.
He says on X, the AG Bondi is wearing leggings under that skirt. No one's legs are that shade of beige.
Go on.
Now, I think he's correct with the leggings, although the beige
spray
color.
Spray tan. Well, she's not wearing leggings.
But look at the concrete. You see the shadows? So I think the light is reflecting on her legs.
She's not wearing leggings. I don't think she's
wearing. You don't think she's wearing leggings? Uh-uh. It looks like there's gold shoes at the bottom. Do you see the gold at the bottom of the second strip of black? We really need to examine this.
We're going in like forensic.
Yeah. This is a deep dive. This is investigative discovery here.
This is the most interested Nick Kale has ever been.
In this entire show. This is bigger than the big tape.
Like, could we zoom in thigh to see if those are actually tights?
The partisanship of this audience is showing, because right now, on the appropriate or not, is 63-37. So people,
as in, yes, it's appropriate?
Yes, it's appropriate. So, I mean,
this is a rigged poll. Very rigged.
People are calling
voter ID.
People are calling us out, by the way, because of the way we dress, Nick.
That's fine.
And but it's fine. I'm not going on a, I'm not the attorney general.
Yeah.
If I was the attorney general, I'd wear a suit every day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. You know what? If you want that level of the people who are upset, like, oh, who cares? Then go to a library from 6 to 10.
Here's what I'll give you.
Go to the library.
We'll give you an option.
Hey, the librarian is watching this right now.
Yeah.
We'll give you
you the librarian's not dressed like that.
Might be.
Yeah. We'll give you a boring, low-rated morning show, but we'll all come dressed in suits. Or we'll come how we feel comfortable and kick ass.
By the way, I don't even want to admit what this t-shirt cost me, by the way, because it's a vintage 70s Black Sabbath shirt.
So. Maybe Phil Onquist can shed some light on that coming up at 9:50.
So, yes, you can say what you want to, but I collect vintage shirts. Okay, we have to stay on track here.
Yeah, let's get back to something interesting Social Security.
This story, you played this earlier, Nick, in the big take. I want to get into this with Dawn and Sean as well. The Rochester police officers broke the rules by assisting border agents, they're saying.
This is unbelievable.
This is an unbelievable story. This happened in Rochester, New York. They were assisting border agents, and they're being disciplined for it. Roll this package.
Good evening. I'm Matt Malloy. The actions of multiple RPD officers under review tonight. The mayor says when Border Patrol officers called for backup on Monday evening, several city officers responded. And in the course of helping with the traffic stop, they violated the terms of Rochester's sanctuary city status. 13 WAM's Daniel Finkelstein joins us now with a breakdown of what the mayor says happened, how the police union is responding, and what happens next. Daniel, good evening.
Good evening, Matt. While helping on that traffic stop, Mayor Evans says RPD officers verbally directed the occupants to exit the vehicle and then helped handcuff him. That's where he says city police went too far. It happened early Monday evening near here, Whitney Street off Lyle Avenue on the city's west side.
The Rochester Police Department received an emergency request for backup at the scene of a traffic stop.
A request from Border Patrol officers who had stopped a van. Chief David Smith says when a police supervisor arrived, he canceled the emergency response based on what he saw.
From watching the body-worn camera footage, what is concerning to me is, despite the fact that we were called, we went lights and siren, I see in the video a total lack of urgency on the part of multiple Border Patrol officers at the scene.
Smith says Border Patrol should have initiated contact with those in the car, but instead it was RPD. The mayor says city officers acted outside their scope.
The officers on the scene were verbally directed the occupants to get out of the vehicle. And this is against our policy.
Oh my God.
Rochester's Sanctuary City Resolution was passed in 1986 and was later reaffirmed in 2017. That and RPD's General Order 502 prohibits RPD from enforcing federal immigration law, but allows for certain levels of assistance, only to ensure the safety of those involved.
We are not to be handcuffing subjects. We are not to be doing pat frisks on subjects. And we are absolutely not going to be detaining them or putting them into our cars.
The circumstances surrounding why the van and its estimated 8 people were stopped remain unclear. But city leaders say RPD should not have helped as they did. Mayoral candidate Mary Lupien says she has seen the video, which she says shows more than eight RPD officers threatening immigrant construction workers inside the van, at one point threatening to break the car's windows.
The only time we will ever take any type of law enforcement action is for officer safety issues or exigent circumstances.
I don't know about you, Sean, but I said earlier this morning, I can't wait. That executive order from Trump ending sanctuary cities can't come fast enough.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting. And then you'll get, an activist judge who's going to say he can't do that. So you know what? I'm going to say, all right, you know what, to this whole judge thing, if a district court judge has more power than a Supreme Court justice, if that's the way we want to interpret things, no problem. In 2028, President J.D. Vance should appoint Judge Trump to the to a district court.
Could you imagine that? In the history of the world. My God.
Can you imagine?
The verdict is in. I win again, right?
Sir, would you look good in a robe?
He never went to law school. He doesn't have a law degree.
And I'm not putting on that wig. We're not going to do that like they do in Europe. But I'll be the greatest judge the world has ever seen. Apparently, at that point, he's the president. Yeah. So it's fine. I think that's it.
Yep.
J.D. Vance. All right, Donald. And then, you know, just in. That's it.
Well, you know New York. You know New York better than I do. Is Rochester a blue area?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Because I was under the impression that a lot of upstate New York was more red.
So did I.
Syracuse.
No, a lot of upstate is all red. A lot of upstate is more red. Albany is the capital, so that's just a cesspool. Syracuse, Rochester, and if you count Buffalo, there's like, I don't know, 15 people who live there. And it's very sad what happened to that city.
Kathy,
you know,
Hochul.
I said, if I was the Bucktooth Bandit, well, that's $500 million for a stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Oh, and let's give it to my friend. But I don't know how that happened. Okay, great. Okay. The funny part is with this trade war in Canada, if I was Donald Trump, I would make one threat. It would all stop. You keep talking. You keep acting up. We're going to give you Buffalo, right? We're just going to shift the border the other way on the actual force. You're going to get Buffalo. Give them Buffalo. Canada doesn't want
Trump
that.
Trump trades Buffalo to Canada.
We keep the wings. You get the city. Okay?
We get Greenland. I love you get
it.
Buffalo.
Oh, that is amazing. I love it.
Recently,
Judge Trump.
Yeah, dog ahead.
Recently, the mayor of Syracuse walked this back and said that they're a welcoming city. They're no longer a sanctuary city.
Oh, just welcome.
Oh, okay. So it's a new name now. Got
okay.
It.
Welcoming.
Like how critical race theory became DEI.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, the whole
thing. Tom Homan yesterday said, boy, this is going to be, he loves to troll. He loves to troll the left. This is amazing. He said this when he was interviewed by, it was a Kudlow? I'm not sure. This is 11, Phil. You have this? I think it was Kudlow.
I think it's going to open up a lot of eyes. I think illegal aliens, most vulnerable, are not going to spend their life savings to hand it to a criminal cartel to come to the United States, knowing we ended catch and release. You're not going to be released in the United States. You're going to be deported immediately. And as the Secretary said, we got a lot of tools in the toolbox. El Salvador prisons one. We got Gitmo. We got other countries. So for those countries who push back on taking their criminal nationals back, we'll send them to another country. We got a lot of tools in this toolbox. Again, President Trump's a game changer. We got illegal immigration on board down 96% because of the policies of the Trump administration. And we got, like I say, record number of criminals. We still got a lot more to do in the interior, but we got the right team put together. This is the greatest team I've seen in my over 40 years serving as a special agent, a border patrol agent. I've never seen a team this serious about making this country safe. We got a great president. He's got a great team. So I wake up every day like a kid in the candy shop getting ready to go to work. I know we're making a difference every day.
This guy gets out of bed pissed off, ready to rule the day. I saw a great data point yesterday. A YouGov survey showed that a majority of Latino Americans approve of the deportation of illegal immigrants in this country. 48%. There was like three options. You approve, you disapprove, you're unsure. The majority was 48% that they approve of this. You know who opposes this? White liberal females.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Speaking of people who stand by or don't stand by, NBC News did a focus group on black men who backed Trump. And seeing where they are a couple months after, you know, taking office and all the things he's enacted. This is cut 10, Phil. You have there. There we go.
I'd like to know whether, on balance, you approve or disapprove
of
what the new administration has done since it took over. So by a show of fingers, who approves what the new administration has done since it took over? Marlon, why do you approve?
5 out of 6?
Yeah. I approve because he's weeding out a lot of things that the other, I would say, Biden and Kamala Harris disrupted in this United States. There's a lot of things. It's going to be a tough job for him in the Trump administration as a whole. But I'm just willing to wait and see what, you know, goes forth from now.
I believe that he's getting rid of the clutter and things that have been there for a long period of time. And he's just cleaning house. But there's a way to do it. And so I don't 100% agree totally how he's cleaning house, but there are some areas that need to be improved within the government.
Ilya?
I'd say he said he's going to do some things. He did a lot of things. Whether it actually happens exactly how he wanted it to happen or not, at least he tried and actually did something. So that's more than I could say about the Democrats probably ever.
Huh. Jeff? Wow. Wow.
5 out of 6 of the black voters for Trump that said, they're enjoying it so far.
They're just trying to find somebody that doesn't agree or regrets the decision.
I'm surprised NBC News didn't just can that interview after they realized that 5 out of 6 were on board. I got
a good idea for MSNBC. He's going to make it easier for them to find someone who doesn't like Trump. There's a demographic. It's called college-educated white females. Generally, they are the ones who don't like Trump. The rest of the country, I mean, these are numbers. Harry Enten went over this the other day.
Yeah.
The rest of the country is pretty much on board. Now, if the rest of the country would get their head out of its rectum and decide that they're going to vote in special elections, we'd be in a little bit of a better place. So, you know, it's good to support them, but you got to support the whole thing. I understand you're going to vote for a couple of, losers. Some bad ones are going to slip through the cracks.
Yep.
But we got to work to get this agenda passed. We can't keep losing special elections all over the place.
That's correct. All right, that'll do it for the cut sheet. We've got John Brazier from the Phillies coming up, and a big three. Sean Farish, thank you for
thanks,
your
buddy.
Excellent contribution as
Love
always,
you,
sir.
Sean.
We're
going to
be thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot from Sean because Dawn is on vacation for like two weeks. So
I'm going to Italia.
There's
going to
be a lot of Sean Farish in the month of April.
Looking
ConservativeTours.com.
There you go.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. There he is, Sean Farish. Have a great week. Weekend. We'll come back. We will get to Dawn's Big Three and then John Brazier from the Phillies. And also, we now have zoomed in photographic evidence from the unbannable AR-15 on X. If you want to take a look, I will retweet. Have we identified whether or not Bondi's in a skirt?
Oh, boy.
Inquiring minds want to know.
We have visual evidence?
Yes. Maybe Phil can pull this and we'll throw it up on YouTube.
Well, why don't you text him? And tell him to pull it instead of just saying, hey, pull this.
That's a good point.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, pull my finger. All right, we're back after this with a big three. Stay there.
We got to talk about the extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, combining luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, the coupes, the roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity that's of the 2025 GLE SUV, hey, you're going to find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Just schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz, or you can always shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester or Wilmington or Atlantic City. Go to PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Natural Lawn of America. In the news, one of the headlines here is that in the city of Philadelphia, what about all these noisy cars, noisy vehicles? Well, now Mark Squilla, city council member of Philadelphia, proposing in this new bill, sponsoring a new bill that would set the tone and actually pay for or actually pave the way for artificial intelligence to track these individuals and find these individuals. So through AI-powered noise detecting cameras, they would be on a stretch. For example, it would begin as a pilot program, I guess, on South Street in Philadelphia. And then they would have all of these loud, you know, those loud vehicles, and yes. I imagine motorcycles.
Yes.
And so it would detect them, mm-hmm. and then you would get a huge, or the ATVs, by the way, mm-hmm. and then you would get a huge fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing that pisses me off more than I'm driving and there's a car right up my bumper,
mm-hmm.
and then as soon as I make a turn or whatever, like. Right. Oh God!
Yeah.
I just want to hope you crash.
Yeah.
I hope you crash. Drive your loud, stupid car into the Delaware River.
Yeah, I've never understood that. Even back when I was, you know, in high school and in college, and you know, everybody was getting like a spoiler or rims or the subwoofers. I've never understood the loud. Is it the exhaust? I don't even know what you call it.
It's a low. It shows low IQ.
Yeah, it's just. I didn't even like it when it was a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I'm at the point, I don't even care for tinted windows anymore.
My car go loud. Now, if you have an old vintage car that does,
yeah.
You know, that's one thing.
Right.
But if it's a Subaru that you souped up to make loud noises, then you're a special kind of human.
I just love the people that have a 1999 Volkswagen Jetta that's worth $2,200, but they put $8,000 worth of stuff into it. You dopes.
So in other city news, Mayor Sherelle Parker now in her newly proposed budget that we've talked about, but she wants to do her own bit of DOGE, if you will, and that would cut a benefit that actually provides free SEPTA passes to city employees. This has been a perk that her administration, you know, that her administration has promoted as a help in workforce recruiting and keeping workers. But now they're saying maybe this is something that should be on the chopping block.
So
should they get free SEPTA?
Well, imagine if a Republican did that. What would the reaction be in the city that they're axing the free SEPTA transportation? I'm guessing there's not a lot of Democrats that are outraged by this with Sherelle at the helm. But how does this improve people's ability to get to work, though? Again, I still don't understand. I can't process how you don't have a car as an adult, but, you know. Get all the pushback on Twitter. Oh, not everybody could afford one. Well, wait a minute. You have a job.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you don't have a car? You have a cell phone, don't you? Right?
Well, or pay for your own transport. The city right now spends almost $9 million for these passes. This is for city council members. In the past, they were criticized for getting free parking once they got here or abusing parking passes, etc. So they would cut it. It would still exist, but it would be cut. It would be reduced to about $5 million for next year, starting next year.
So this is free transportation for those in office?
Yes. Yes.
No.
For city employees?
No.
By the thousands?
No. No shot.
So they're saying that they would go through and only, I guess, certain employees,
mm-hmm.
You know, would be. It's called the Key Advantage Program.
Okay.
It's all access SEPTA monthly passes. Why don't they just give them a discount?
Yeah,
that's what I would say. I think some of them do get the discount. In any event, we've got that going on. All right, Dealer's Choice for the number three of the big three.
Dealer's Choice.
All right, what are the options?
Okay, the options are, you guys sent these to me. The one is a vandal strikes a Cybertruck and a Tesla owner hits back.
Okay.
Or these Bondi boots were made for walking.
Well, let's do the Bondi boots after John Brazier because I want to keep people on.
Yeah, that way we'll get both.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in this case, an accused vandal is under investigation right now, and it would, if you look at the video, it sure looks like they are scraping with a key across a Tesla Cybertruck, and this is outside of a spa, which looks fabulous, in New Hampshire. And so at this point, the Tesla owner speaking out posted this on X, saying our Tesla Cybertruck was vandalized this weekend in New Hampshire. While staying at our hotel, our vehicle was keyed within an hour of arriving. So now there's a crackdown because, as we've talked about, these vehicles are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You wish everything had this kind of a camera system.
Yep.
And so then this has gone public and all over across social media and in the news. And you can see the person just walking along the right side of the vehicle, pulls what, you know, it's a metal object, looks like a key from the person's pocket and just, you know, vandalizes this truck. And so at this point, they're releasing this information and they've filmed it. They want, and you can clearly see this person.
Mm-hmm.
So they're promising a big crackdown, and this person will have to pay.
So the 360 degree camera for the Tesla, I'm assuming that's a secure, a safety feature from the standpoint of, you know, not being blindsided or hit it on your, I mean, you know, we have the rear view cameras like on all the vehicles now. Is this just to help you kind of do like a better parallel park job, but it also records? Can you go back and like scroll through the surveillance?
Yes, it's a riding surveillance system.
Okay, but you have the ability as the owner to go back and like
revisit
the tape.
Yes,
wow.
So in real time, so the person immediately calls the cops, and
it's like a ring doorbell.
Yeah, like a ring doorbell. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
So then you have the police on camera. I'll quickly say this because we got to get to Brazier, but the police confront the accused person, the vandal, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, well, let's look at the video together. It's literally a gotcha.
Yep.
So this person will report to you and follow up on the charges. Okay.
That's why these people are so stupid, because they don't realize they're doing all this vandalism.
Yep.
And they're like this guy. Phil, can you pull up cut really quick? Cut three. This is a very large man on a four-wheeler.
Oh, the fatso.
And he crashes into a parked Tesla.
Yeah, watch this dope.
Watch this video, youtube.com/at1210.
Look
at that. Boom!
Oh, look at this
guy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Man.
Yeah.
youtube.com/at1210WPHD.
Look at that. He's got the gas in the
front. He's an Oompa Doompa.
Do it again, Phil. Look at this.
Is that the dude from MSNBC? Oh, no, his hair's not gray.
Can you imagine?
Look at this guy.
All for stupid cars.
These double Ds.
That, by the way, everybody used to love because they save the environment.
Yeah. He just drove an ATV right into it.
Yeah, plus, those things are like a tank.
Yeah,
he damaged his cool go-kart.
It'd be a real shame if his gas tank in the front of that ATV exploded.
Got to talk about Natural Lawn of America from organic fertilizer, safer weed and insect controls. We love Natural Lawn of America. Make sure your lawn thrives naturally, right? Season after season, choose Natural Lawn. Get free seeding every year, 800. Free seed now. Natural Lawn of America sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, thank you very much, Dawn. Coming up next, John Brazier in studio. And hang on, because we will have more
evidence,
details of Pam Bondi.
The
Bootgate.
The Bootgate.
Bondi Bootgate.
Were they boots and a short skirt?
Yes.
We have video evidence.
Yes.
Coming up.
Stay tuned. Kale and Company. The best 30 minutes still ahead. And we're back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
John Brazier from the Philadelphia Phillies. The 1-0 Philadelphia.
The undefeated Philadelphia Phillies.
That's right. Still a mathematic possibility to go undefeated.
Exactly.
Will it happen? We'll find out as the season progresses. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Again, yesterday watching the game, you know, I felt like it was a playoff game for me because it's the first game and you want to kind of obviously come into your show with a 1-0 streak, which we did. It was a little hairy.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
We got down. We tied it up. We blew a lead. We tied it, you know, then we took the lead on Alec Boehm's huge double. So, big day.
I still swear that ball grazed Stott on the elbow. And if it did, it was like the cloth on his elbow sleeve. But then the next pitch after the review was a ball anyway. So either way, Stott should have had the first base and the Phillies should have scored a run there.
Well, and that's why it was so big for Boehm's hit. I mean, it really was because it got a lot of people off the hook.
Yeah,
so,
it really did.
But, you know, again, you want to win that first game. It's not, you have 162 games, so it's not all important.
Yeah.
But you want to have good momentum. You also don't want to waste a great start by Zach Wheeler.
That's right. It got a lot of people off the hook, especially those that laid 170 to win 100, but that's a personal issue. So John Brazier is with us here in studio with all the upcoming details for the home opener, Monday, March 31st, and everything that's going on at the ballpark, including, and I'm a man of integrity, I will stand by what I said, but I'm willing to try it, the s'more quesadilla. Now, I saw this on television, and I think it was MLB TV was showing all the different venues with all the new food items this year, and in their top five was Citizens Bank Park with the s'more quesadilla. I'm happy to do a food test and a food drop on the air if you guys would like to bring one at some point this season.
Done.
Done.
Because
yeah,
nice. I tell you what, you know, we always have one item that stands out. Now, we have a big press conference tonight.
Yep.
So I can't divulge all the secrets, but because that one was leaked,
yes.
That is the one that really stood out. S'mores quesadilla. For those that don't know, it's Nutella, mini marshmallows, you got graham cracker crumble, and you got a crispy flour tortilla.
Okay.
So it's you know, probably not recommended by 9 out of 10 cardiologists, but it's, you know, Nick, we can bring one in for you.
I would love to try it. What else do we have coming up with the team?
Well, first of all, on Monday, weather permitting, we have it's opening day presented by Nemours Children's Health. If you don't have a ticket, still come down because the team store opens at 10 o'clock. I was in there yesterday. Some great swag. You've got NL East champion swag. You got opening day swag. You got Fanatic. A lot of Fanatic gear. I think when Bryce Harper had that Fanatic tattoo on his arm, you know, I think that inspired the buyers down there to say, you know what, we need a lot of Fanatic merch. So can't go wrong with Fanatic merch. So that's open 10 o'clock to the public. If you don't have a ticket, you can also come down to the Budweiser block party from 12:30 to 2:30. We have a DJ, HBK. We got face painters. Face painters, food trucks, beer trucks, merch tents, and then if you're lucky enough to have a ticket, 12:35 the gates open. You can come in. Every fan's going to get a 2024 NL East Champions pennant.
Nice.
And of course, on opening day we have traditions. So we have the walkthrough where the players come in from the outfield, come down the steps, and they come onto the field through a sea of red.
Uh-huh.
We've got all the 50 state flags. And the giant American flag, which is my favorite when they unfurl that.
Yep.
We've got a cool player intro this year. Singing the national anthem is a tradition. Kane Callis.
Okay.
Does it right in front of his dad's statue, beautiful. Which is awesome.
Beautiful.
We have a flyover, 177th Fighter Wing, four F-16s that'll be doing that during the national anthem. And then we have the first pitch. Now, we have a Nemours Children's Health patient, which is always very sentimental.
Yeah.
And then we have a surprise. Obviously, I can't tell you what it is, but I think the fans will love it.
Okay.
And that is, and then let's go, Phils.
Wow.
You mentioned Kane Callis. I told the story earlier this morning. I'm taking the girls to dance yesterday. We've got the game on WIP. I'm listening to Fransky. It's just amazing to me. You know, my girls, they still don't understand the nostalgia of baseball on the radio. They're 10-year-old dancers. So, you know, everything, if it's not on YouTube or an app, they have no concept of a channel or the radio dial. You talk about to replace Harry Callis is almost an impossible task. But Scott Fransky has done it about as seamlessly as possible. And we remember Harry used to do radio and TV. Yeah. And I just sit there, and I know people give Tom McCarthy guff. He's not Harry on TV. But the love and adoration that this fan base has for Fransky, and the way his demeanor is, the way he just calmly delivers the game. I'm a big believer in less is more. And Scott Fransky gives you that.
Well, I think Fransky and L.A. are the version of Whitey and Harry.
Yes.
Right? They're
yes.
This generation's yeah. Whitey and
absolutely
Harry.
Absolutely right.
And they play off each other. You can really tell that they like each other a lot, that they're friends off the air.
Right.
You know, sometimes you don't. You know, you've been in the radio a long time. Sometimes yeah. You're not exactly friends with people, but
right.
You work with them.
Right. Dawn hates Greg. We know that.
Right, exactly.
I love Greg.
I wasn't trying to bring that up. But yeah, you can really tell that Fransky and L.A., and they have such a great, you know, whatever you want to say, was it synchronicity or whatever you want to call
chemistry.
It. Chemistry.
Yep.
That Fransky's had the dry sense of humor. L.A.'s, you know, the one of my favorite people on this earth. So.
Yeah.
And going back to Harry, there's not a day still. You know, I had the pleasure of working with Harry for a long time. And I'm telling you, when we walk through the halls, all the employees, there's not a day you don't do a Harry Callis impression, right?
Because
you can't help imitate his voice. It's like
You're
Meryl. Right. You hear Meryl's voice, too.
All the guys down the hall yesterday were giving out their predictions for the season, win totals, who's going to have a breakout year, things like that. And I checked the Vegas odds makers, and the Phillies are only at 90.5 wins as the over-under. I mean, I don't understand, and I don't do sports anymore, but I look at this team, I mean, certainly going to go over 90 wins. I think this is a 95 to a 98 win team this year. And they're going to be on the short list with, you know, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Braves. And I know some people are not ecstatic about what they did or did not do in the offseason. It's, to me, the only thing that separates this team from winning a championship or not is whether or not they go cold at the wrong time. This team is absolutely talented enough to win. I don't get the Rob Thompson disrespect. And I see it all the time on Twitter. I mean, really, in three straight years, if you don't go cold in October, this team is talented enough to beat the Yankees, beat the Dodgers, and win the whole thing finally.
Well, I'll put our starting rotation right now. If we stay healthy, you're exactly right.
Yes.
I'll put our starting rotation. It might be one of the best starting rotations we've ever had. When you look at Zach Wheeler, obviously you saw what he did yesterday. You have Nola. And the guy that's going to be the huge, I think, when you've talked to all the different writers, you talk to the people in the know that went down to spring training, Christopher Sanchez, who's going to be pitching the opener on Monday, that guy's a dark horse for the Cy Young. I mean, he has added a pitch. He's got more experience. His velocity's up. And then obviously you have Ranger Suarez, and you got the new guy, Lizardo.
Yep.
And you have Andrew Painter coming in the wings that's going to come in, you know, June, July. So you've got the makings, again, stay healthy. Best ability is availability.
Yeah.
That they stay healthy. And then you have the lineup, which is, and then it's added Max Kepler, who is a down in spring training. He's a beast. And look at some of his numbers that he's had with Minnesota. He kind of was obscured a little bit by being in the American League and being in Minnesota, but he's going to be add a lot of value. And then the bullpen, it can be up and down every year. Yeah. But
well, so can the bullpen for 27 other franchises in this league, right?
How about Alvarado in spring training? He struck out 20 people in 9 innings.
I know.
So, and last night he, you know, dominated again. So he could be in for a big year.
Yep. So the bottom line is everybody, we should declare Monday a national holiday.
I agree. Yes, here, of course.
Here in Philadelphia, and everybody should play hooky and go to the opening day here in at Citizens Bank Park and come early for the festivities.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Find a fill-in for me Monday. I'm not coming in.
And by the way, Henry Machette, the Dom's producer, will be down there live before the game starts, getting fans' reaction and stuff like that. So 12:10 will have a presence. So if you're going to opening day,
find Henry.
Yes.
That'll be easy to do.
3:05.
Let me tell you, too, that when you come into the ballpark, whether it's Monday or during the season, you're going to be there's a lot of cool visuals, which I can, again, we're gonna announce it tonight, but some involve LEDs.
Oh,
that the visuals and the sound is going to be like you've never heard before or seen before.
Real quickly, as far as the release of the information tonight, can people get it on the website? Is it print? Is it streamed?
Nice. You can. I think it should be streamed, but definitely on the website as well.
Okay,
and you know, all the TV stations, radio stations will be down there. So,
all right,
what time is it? Is it going to be during the Zioli show? What time?
3:05 is.
No. Your news conference tonight.
Early evening.
Okay, so probably evening. During the Zioli show.
Early evening.
Okay. So maybe he'll take a part of it.
Very vague, by the way.
Yes.
I know.
Well,
really quick here, you know, Nick had a good point about kids. You know, that it's a tradition. We talked this morning because we come in the dark in the morning. The city lit up in red, Boathouse Row. There's a real tie between the success of a sports team, the success of a city, and then bringing forth the next generation.
Yep.
Take us through what the Phillies, when you look toward, you know, making sure that the children of the future, right, whether the teens, the little ones, that they are Phils fans.
Well, you're exactly right. And baseball, it is built on tradition. And I think all the things we do as far as whether it's entertainment, whether it's food options, whether it's giveaways, whether it's the Fanatic, you know, you're building that fan base. I know when my daughter was young, she went there for the Dippin' Dots or the ice cream and the Fanatic and maybe the giveaways. And then you kind of grow into the sport, and then you start getting in maybe into the stats and into the team and the players. So I think, baseball does lend itself to a big family entertainment for growing as a family. You know, the parents might want to see the stats and the players.
Yeah.
The kids want to see the Fanatic and walk around the ballpark. The teens want to go hang out in Ashburn Alley. So there's something for everybody.
That's right.
That's the beauty of the sport.
And the dads want the beer and the sausage.
There you go. Exactly.
Great to see you. And I look forward to the quesadilla with the s'more.
There you go.
John Brazier from the Phillies. Go Great Phil. Stuff. Enjoy Love opening you, day. Great to see you. We're back after this to put a bow on this Friday show.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, a Friday morning as we get set to hand it off to Dawn Stenslin. But before we find out what she has lined up, I ship it on over to Phil Omquist with Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. Kale and Company.
Today, March 28th, we celebrate the birthday of Steve Turner from Mudhoney, who's 60. Singers include Bullet Train by Judas Priest in 98, Talk of the Town by the Pretenders in 80, and Are You Ready by AC/DC in 91. Albums include Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin in 73, Smokin' by Humble Pie in 72, Straight Shooter by Bad Company in 82, The Division Bell by Pink Floyd in 94, Big Hits by The Stones in 66, Loverboy's debut in 80, and yes, Duke by Genesis in the UK on the same day. Also in 2005, U2 opened their Vertigo tour. I saw it in New Jersey with my sister. In 81, Rapture by Blondie was atop the singles chart. In 76, Phil Collins took over as lead singer for Genesis. In 74, Blue Suede's Hooked on a Feeling was certified gold. And in 67, Van Morrison recorded Brown Eyed Girl. But lastly, on this day in 75, at an Elvis show in Vegas, Barbara Streisand went backstage and offered Elvis the lead role to her upcoming film, A Star Is Born. Elvis was interested, but after advice from his manager, Kris Kristofferson, was chosen instead. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lump.
That's actually a piece of really cool information.
Oh, I figured you were going to be more like...
After 300 of these, you finally... No, I like that. All right, we have to...
Dawn Stensland up next. What do we have, Dawn?
We have so much breaking with Trump news. What story is going to drop? It is a Friday, so we have to predict the news dump du jour.
Dump.
A lot of Doge news. Kathy Barnett will be along in the 11 o'clock hour. What project is she, it's an important local project she's involved with. So we'll get all of that. And I believe that we have one of the Tesla organizers. We have multiple Tesla protests over the weekend. So a lot of people banding up just trying to show their support for Tesla and peace. All of it coming ahead.
All right. The Dawn Show is up next.
And don't forget Phil Almquist. This Week in Music History, tomorrow night, Saturday night at 11 p.m. It will be available on the Rewind. It wasn't last week. It will be available on the Rewind. So if you can't stay up, you want to do it Sunday morning, you can do it Sunday morning.
And here's a preview. I pissed a lot of people off this week.
I like that.
Already?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Guaranteed to get better ratings than SNL. Yep. Everybody have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy the weekend. Dawn is next. We'll see you Monday morning at 6 a.m.
If I were smart, I'd say thank you and leave.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.